Kosher. What's going to be Shochat Bachut, Tehillah Bachut? Let's say you made a Shechita on the Yais Bachut, and then also you burnt it Bachut, Sechayiv, or this you Sechayiv both, as Rashi says, Afalaloh, Shechita Bachut, Piyais, Hibrachmano, because it's a Riba Kroa, Me Oya Shei Shochet, that if you Shech the Oif of the Korban Bachut, Yechayiv Shechita Chut. In other words, since Bachut, the Oifen of the Hechsher of an Oif, is with Shechita, if you do it Bachut, that's called the Shechita Chut, Yechayiv by Oif. So what then if afterwards you burn it Bachut, you dechai secondly for the Aloy Chut. So Mishnah says, Nimsa comes out, that Derech Hechsher Bifnim Patru Bachut. If you do it to Derech, the way usually it's Hechsher Bifnim, meaning if you have the Oif, then inside you're supposed to make a Malika. If you make the Malika Bachut outside, Taki Yipata means nothing. That's called Nimsa Derech Hechsher Bifnim is Patru Bachut. But the opposite way, Derech Hechsher Bachut, the way usually you machshir an oif, bachut is with a shechita, is patru b'fnim. If you make a shechita inside the avar on an oif, you also be patur. A shechita b'fnim on an oif means nothing, it's not fit for the mizbeach, it's patur, but be no chiv on a loy chut. Rabbi Shimon, adds and says, that kol shechayavim alav bachut, chayavim al kiyotzibah b'fnim. Any type of an avodah, that yichayiv bachut, if you do it bachut, who would then if you do it b'fnim, also you'll be a chayiv. That akiyot above the snim, if you do it inside and you make halois bachut, you chayiv. So, but the mishnah ends off, chut excluding minashaycha the snim of mala bachut, and you make a shechita snim on a knife, and then you burn the bachut, here he agrees that you put them. Because otherwise, this would have been a perfect example, what the shiva means to say, that koshriyot mala bachut, that usually a shechita bachut is called a shechita. He holds if you do it inside, who is meant to say to make a sheet on the earth inside, and now you burn it outside, that you be chayiv. But the Mishnah says no, on this case of Hashrecha Bifnim, and Mala Bachut, he agrees that the potter. So we'll have to see in the Gemara exactly what cases of Shimon being Marva. Now the Gemara is, Hayach Sheiroi, what does the Mishnah mean to say that Nim Saderach Hashrecha Bifnim is Poitra Bachut? The Mahayach Sheiroi, Chiyuvihu. Need to say the way you chayiv by chut. To me chiyuvay, that the way if you do it by chut, that you be chayiv, if you do it tefnim, you potter. Whereas by a shechitas oif by chut, that for that you chayiv, but if you do a shechitas tefnim, you be potter. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says that usually anything you chayiv olo by chut, you chayiv mach yetzib of tefnim, but excluding a shechit tefnim umala by chut. More says if so, Aichikoi, where is Rabbi Shimon coming? What is he adding on? Well, if you want to tell me, our race is going on the race to Koi, that the race of our Mishnah says, that Hamoylek Ois Tefnim, if you make a Malik on an Ois Tefnim, there Rabachot, then you burn Rabachot Chai, that's a good case, Rada, it's Hechshir Tefnim, so it's Royal Tzroi for the Mizbeach, now if you burn Rabachot, you Chai. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Molas Bachot? Let's say you make a Malik on an Ois Bachot, and then your hella bachut, you burn it outside potter, because the malik of chut means nothing. And so, if on this, the yomalei of Shimon says on this, no, that the hecha de penim mechayiv, the same way if you make a malik inside on the ice, and then you burn it outside, that you chayiv, he needs to say the chut nami mechayiv, if you make a malik on the ice bachut, also you chayiv. Maybe that's what the Shimon meant to say. And so the Gemara says, Haikol shechayav mala bachut. What does it say in Russian of whenever you chayav bachut? He should have said this to me. He should have said, Kol shechayav mala b'fnim mi boilei. If it means to be marba, that a malika bachut yichayiv, he should have said, since if you make the malika, which is achshere b'fnim, yichayiv bachut, not to say the opposite way, Kol shechayav bachut. He should have said, Kol shechayav mala b'fnim mi boilei. The kiss is not talking about when you make a malika chut. Ella rather maybe talking like this. Ella Kiheka de Bachut Lay Mikhaiv, maybe just like if you make a Malika on a nice Bachut, you're not chayiv if you burn it later Bachut. So maybe the Snim Nami Lay Mikhaiv. Maybe it needs to say, who did if you make a Malika the Snim, and then you burn it outside, maybe Yag is also not chayiv. The Lord says, no, so, Haikol Shane Chayiv Mala Bachut Ni Boilei. He should have said the case, anything that you're not chayiv Bachut, if you do it inside, also your potter. What did you say? Kosriyav mono bachut? It should have said, Kol she'en chayov mono bachot mi boyle. So when it says, I'll tell you, Ela maybe Reb Shimon is going on the Sefer. Ela on Sefer Kuh is going on the Sefer. The Sefer says, Ha'ashoychet ois tefnim. If you shech them ois kodshim inside, that means nothing is in the veil of like. And then the Ela bachot, you burn it outside proper. What's going to be shochet bachot? It says, no, if you make a shechita bachot, that's the derech echferoi bachot. And then the Hema Bachutz, the Rebbeinu Bachutz Chayiv. That's what the Tanakh says. And on this, Riyomalei, Rebbe Shimon, Shimon says that to him, it says like this. That's Yehecha de Bethnim, Lei Mechayiv, just like a Shechitah on a Meis Kotchim Bethnim. Yepoto, that's called nothing. The Echshere Bethnim is a Malika. Now the Shechitah, he means to say, maybe, Bachutz Nami Lei Mechayiv, that he makes a Shechitah on a Meis Kotchim Bachutz, he also knows Yepoto. Maybe that's what the Shimon means to say. The Mora says, no, if so, Haikol Shein Chayav Mi Boilei. He should have said, anything that you're not Chayiv Mi Boilei. Because he's saying now, just like in the Penin, you're not Chayiv on a Shechitas Oif. So what in Bachut, you're not Chayiv on a Shechitas Oif. That's what he should have said. Kol Shein Chayav Mi Boilei. What does it say, Loshno? Kol Shein Chayav Mi Boilei. He can't be going in this case either. Ella Rabbi is going with this. And it needs to say, just like you make a shechit the bachut on a knife. So there's nim nami mechayiv. Maybe he needs to say, what did you make a shechit on a knife kotchim? But nim, also you'll be chayiv if you go and burn it outside. The Mora says, no, like that would have been good in his lashon. But the Mishnah, the Mora says, no, of Ketani, it's a filling in our Mishnah that chutz excluding midah shechit b'snim. If you shech the korban inside, and then you have a mala bachut, you burn it outside. So in this case, Reb Shimon is made the Yipoto. And so, what is the case that Reb Shimon is saying? Yuchayis. Gemara says, Omar Ziri Ziri says, I'll tell you, Shechitas Behema Balaylo Ikibinayu. Reb Shimon means to be moistur to say Yuchayis, if you make a Shechita on a Korban Balaylo, that's enough Kamina. Whether then you burn it Bachus of Yuchayis or not. Rochi Korban, this is what Reb Shimon meant to say. That the Chayim, the same thing applies. Ha'ashoychet beimah b'tnin b'layla. If you shecht a korbin, a behema, a korbin b'layla. Inside, b'layla v'shchit is potel. And then b'hema b'chut, if you burn it outside, potel. The Tanakhama says you potel. Since the shchit is layla, is not called a shchit of akotchim, it's not fit to burn it on the mizbeach. Yet if you burn it b'chut, you potel. What's going to be shochat b'chut b'layla? Let's say you shecht the korbin outside the base of Midrash at night time. And then the Hema Bachut, you also bury it Bachut. Habad Chayiv, you chayiv both for the Shechit and for the law. That's what the Tanakam is saying. And now on this, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon comes to say an end that Kol Shechayov Mala Bachut, just like you make a Shechit on the Behema Bachut Balayla. Yechayovim, Yechayiv, is the same thing, Chayov Mak Yetzir Bifnim, that if you shech the Behema Bifnim in the Yazor Balayla, and then the Hema Bachut, you bury the Bachut, that's Yechayiv. That's what it should mean here. That the Maisa, since if it's all Alam is Beyach, Obila Yerdu, that's called the Skab of Asnim, therefore if you burn the Bachut, you take a Chayiv. But Chutz Min Ashrech, but that's excluded by an Oif, Chutz Min Ashrech at Oif Tefnim. If you shecht the chicken, if you shecht an Oif, a Oif of a Korban, the Turim, the Nayayna, if you shecht the Tefnim, the Alam Bachut, when you burn the Bachut, that should be Potter, since he agrees that a Shechit is Oif, Tefnim means nothing. But I think in the Shechitas Behema Balayla, that means something, since the din is Yamonu Lo Yerdu, therefore if you do it Bachut, you'll be Chayiv. If you burn the Bachut, you're Chayiv. Therimor says, Rav says, that Kabbalah B'Kri Chol Ikivinayu. Could be enough, you mean it is, if the Kohen made the Kabbalah with the Kri Chol, not with the Kri Shoris, but the Postle Kabbalah. Rochi Kom, this is what the mission is to say. The Kohen HaMekabah B'Kri Chol B'Snim, Ve'ela Bachut Potah. If the Kohen made a Kabbalah in the Kli Chol, it's not called a good Kabbalah, so therefore it's not worry for the Rik, it's not worry to be burnt the Snim. Now if you, hello, you burn the meat, Bachut, you put them. But on the Kabbalah of the Kli Chol Bachut, if you make a Kabbalah in the Kli Chol Bachut, the Hello Bachut, you burn the Bachut, Chayif. But if the Shimon Oyman know, Kosh Chayov Mola Bachut, the same way if you make a Kabbalah of the Kli Chol Bachut, that you Chayif, Ate Chayov Mak Yaitse by the Snim, the same thing, if you do it to Snim, also you'll be Chayiv, and then the Hema Bachut, you made a Shechitas Penim on the Korban, and then the Kabbalah was possible, you made a Kabbalah in the Kli Chol, but then you took the meat outside and you burnt it, you'll be chayiv. Chutz excluding min ha-shechet oif pifnim. If you shech the oif pifnim, hella b'chutz, you'll be chayiv. And the reason of the b'shimen is that since it alochers by nishpach adam, even after kabol of nishpach adam, the din is imolo lo yerdu. So since it's miskabol bifnim, for then if you burn a b'chutz, you'll be chayiv alo echutz. Now the Gemara says, but hash to now, the Tony Avud Ishmael bar Rabbi Yitzchok, that Avud Ishmael said over the name of Rabbi Yitzchok, that Hamoylak Ois Tefnim, if the Kohen makes the Malik of Tefnim, Zehla Bachutz Chayiv, and then he takes it outside and burns it outside of Avadis Chayiv. What about Molak Bachutz? Let's say Kohen makes the Malik of Bachutz, and Zehla Bachutz, glad that the Kohen could be, even though you throw him, he made a Malik of Ois Bachutz, and he burns the Bachutz, that's the Pshamah Tanakhamah. But Rabbi Shimon Mechayiv, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's for Yechayiv, or a Malika Schutz Yechayiv. And so I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon Asam Koi, Rabbi Shimon Al Mishnah needs to say like this. And the Torah learned Al Mishnah like this. Kol Shechayov Mola Befnim, any type of an avoid like a Malika Tnim, that the Ela Bachutz Yechayov Molov, that you'll be Chayiv, and who Adin, Chayov Molov Bachutz. That if you make the Malika Bachutz, and then you burn the Bachutz, also you'll be Chayiv. So that's what Rabbi Shimon means here in the Mishnah. That even though the Malika was done Bachutz, and a Malika Bachutz means nothing, but so what? Since Pefnim means something, and then you burn it outside, you be Chayiv, the same thing, if you made a Malika Bachutz, and then you burn the Bachutz, you'll also be Chayiv. I will just read the Mishnah, we'll continue on, we'll know in the next. Mishnah says, Chatesh Kivu Dama Bekei Sechod, Nosam Bachutz, Lechaz of Nosam Lefnim, that Pefnim, Lechaz of Nosam Bachutz is Chayiv, Shekulu Roy Befnim. Kivu Dama Bekei Kaisa, Nosam Bekei Lefnim, Potesh Nem Bachutz, Chayiv, Ech Lezmen, Yechab Bechutz, Potter, Yechab Bechutz, Yechab Lefnim, Chayiv, Alachitzen, Tavzim, Mechapem, Loma, Loma, Dova, Deino, Loma, Fris, Chatot, Yisrael, Fais, Zekom, Mechatis, Yob, you lost it, Yisrael, Fais, Zekom, Mechatis, Yisrael, Fais, Zekom, Mechatis, Yisrael, Fais, Zekom, Mechatis, Yisrael, Fais, Zekom, Mechatis, Yisrael, we'll start over again, we'll start this mission over on the other side. We're up to a Kuf, Jir, Aleph, and the Beis, on the bottom by the Mishnah. That Mishnah over again, it says, Ha-Chatis, Shekibu, Dama, Bechay, Techet. If a Kohen was bringing a Korban Chatis, and he made the Kabbalah, he received the dam in one Kli Shalos. Now, Nosan Bachutz. Let's say first he took this dam outside the Azara, and made a Zrika Chutz, and then the Chaz of Nosan Mechnim, when he brought the dam back in again, he made a Zrika on the Mizbeach. Halach is, halach the opposite way. That the Mechnim, first he made a Zrika on the Mizbeach, the Chaz of Nosan Mechutz, and then he took like the Shirayim, the leftover dam of it, and he made a Zrika Bachutz, so Chayiv, our Mishnah says in both these cases, you Chayiv. Why? Shekulu Roy Lodav Nim. Because all this dam that you made a Kabbalah in this one Kli Shavuos, all the dam really is fit to be brought inside, meaning even the Shirayim is fit to be brought inside. And the Gemara says, well, since our Mishnah is going to quote from Nehemiah, by Chatzis HaPnim, that since the Shirayim is Makev, it has to be brought on the Mizbeach, you said to the Mizbeach, therefore, if you make the Zrika Bachutz, you Chayiv. And the Reishulchur is also Pshita. So you make Kabbalah Saddam, and first you did Bachutz, so Pshita, you Chayiv for Zrika Chutz, and then you brought it Bifnim. So, both cases, you Chayiv for Zrika Chutz. What's going to be though, let's say, Kibbu Dhamma Bishnei Kaisis, let's say the Kohen Mishas, he made the Kabbalah Saddam, he used two separate cups, two separate Kaisis. Now, Nosan Shnei Bifnim. Let's say you use both of them, you made both of them as Zrika inside the Mizbeach, so Potter. For that Shikra, there's no Zrika Chutz, so Vadri is Potter. What's going to be Shnei and Bachutz? Let's say from both cups, he made the Zrika Bachutz for Chayiv. The Maise is like one big Avera. If he did it with one Shegeg, he's only Chayiv, one Chatis. If he did it with two Shkogis, meaning he made his Zrika from one cup, and then he remembered, and then he forgot again and made his Zrika in the second cup, or be chayiv the second chatos is chayiv to the yisra of Zrika Chutz. What's going to be echad b'fnim? But one of these cups he made his Zrika b'fnim, the echad b'chutz, and then with the second cup he spilled that blood outside, so potter, then it'll be potter. Because once you made his Zrika with one cup inside, the second cup becomes like nidcha. It's not fit to be used anymore in the b'fnim, therefore if you bring it b'chutz, you potter. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say echad b'chutz. First, one of these two cups you use to make the Zrika Chutz outside, the Echad Bifnim, then the second cup you use to make the Zrika inside, the locher is chayiv al achitzon on the zrika that you made outside. That was fit to be brought inside. So now you'd be chayiv koris for zrika chutz. So you have to nechaper. And the zrika that was done inside, that's kosher, that's nechaper. Now the Mishnah explains, the Mahabhavadon, what is it like when you have two cups of blood? L'mafrish chatos of yovda. First, not a chiyut is in the korban chatos, and he set aside one korban and he lost it. So it's the shacher tachtero. And then he set aside a second korban instead of the first one. The yachakach nimtzei tereshayno. So then he found the first korban. The hareshteyim oindeis. Both korbanos are standing in front of him. The locher is shachat stein bifnim. Let's say he brings both korbanos inside. So prata, nice for both of them is prata. Pshita, that is no pshita chutz. And rather is prata. What's going to be though? Shachat stein bachutz. Let's say he brought both of them outside. So also chayiv. At the time, each one was fit to be brought with nim. Therefore, each one that brings outside, he's chayiv. Then if it's bochad shaki, could be chayiv one. If it's two shkogas, could be chayiv two chatev. What's going to be achas b'fnim, the achas b'chutz? First, he brings one korban inside. So it's called like the bailam was mischapel. And by chatev, it's chapel baleo, the second one is the nisah's law. So therefore, then the achas b'chutz, he brought the second one outside, so potter, he would not be chayiv for shkut echutz. Because the second one now is not fit to be brought lefanim anymore. But the same thing by these two cases, if he brought the first one lefanim, the second one is not fit anymore. What's going to be achas tachutz, one korban you shechted outside first, so you chayiv the achas lefanim, then you bring the second korban inside without the yotzer. So chayiv al lechitzayno, the yatanim is mechaper, the one you made a shkut tachutz on, that's the chayiv for. But apnimi is the second one you brought inside, that's the yotzah, that's the mechaper. That's chatos, you're carrying the mitzvah, they have your kapara. Now the Mishnah says, Kishem Shadomo, pray to us the Torah, the same way when you make a zrika sadam and one chatos, so zrika is master with both the meaning, it takes off the isamila, like this the korban chatos has an isamila on it, but once you make the zrika, since it's master, it gives the hetzah for the kohanim teach from the bathroom, the isamila goes off it. So kachu, here us, in this case, we have two chatoyis, both set aside. Kachu, teitus, tisachavetah. When you bring the first korban, lemaisa, now the second one is not fit to be brought anymore. Because since we brought the first one, it's like a chatish and a chapel balaho. That the second one is lemisa's law. But since the second one now is not fit to be brought up and in, therefore the yisamila goes off it. See, so here, when you make a zrika of the first chatish, it takes off the yisamila. Not only from its own bosom, but even from the second korban, since now that korban is not fit to be brought up and in, now it's considered a chapish and a chapel balera, that's lemi shazla. So therefore the yisamila goes off, the yiraisa.